Have you ever had the pleasure of watching a pine tree caught in a storm? If so, you likely notice how they don't just stand idly by, waiting out the weather. They are, as we know, deeply rooted, anchored to the earth. Through that anchorage, their structure, they know they have the freedom to sway about. When a breeze turns to a heavy blast, when rain turns to snow, we see the way in which the trees careen about, and they show us their knowledge, that they are not in control. Nevertheless, they will stand their ground. It's funny, as adults, the way we live through literal and figurative storms changes. What once may have seemed innocuous can now bring great upheaval or anxiety. It's hard to know something is coming, and that at any moment, anything could happen. The winds of change are upon us. I studied the significance of that statement and came to know that it is, of course, implying that change is going to happen, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is about the forces that have the power to make change. At its conception, the term was coined by a speech by Harold Macmillan in 1960, when Africa was released from the hold Britain had taken and given back to its people. Harold also said in that famous speech, "The growth of national consciousness is a political fact." This remains true, but it is bigger than politics or pandemics. Change is always coming. And with these transitions come our growth, shifts in perception, trust in our knowledge as power. Deeper consciousness is inevitable as we evolve. It is fact. This revolution, this journey, is about who we are, how we handle the growth of our own consciousness as individuals and relate it to the whole. Change is coming. Change is happening. And none of us are sitting idly by either. Just as trees, we whirl about in what feels sometimes like terrifying chaos. And we can let go and let God. I don't mean throwing up our hands and giving up or doing nothing. It can be as simple as honoring exactly where we are, knowing we don't have to be any different than that. Revelation can move us in all directions, and we can attempt to resist, cling, and hold on. But even if we try, it won't stop the gales from uprooting what no longer serves. There's a concept in yoga called saucha. Its best known translation means cleanliness. This common definition does not allow us to fully understand it at its core. When you get to its crux, saucha is the practice of acceptance, letting go and being in the human experience, no matter the weather. Today, as always, the winds of change are upon us, as they are within. So how can we trust the turmoil? How can we enjoy the humaning, the adulting we must do, while being comfortable in uncertainty? If we're being honest, there's no answer to that, because we aren't in control. And so, if we let go, if we can just stand in the winds of change, we'll wind up exactly as we're supposed to be. Which might even mean it's already where we are.